perhaps. You kind of call that a bit of a breakthrough innings for you today?
Yeah, definitely in the one day, Louis. Mm. Yeah, sort of been in and out of the side a little bit the last few years, and yeah, had a bit of a different role last year when I came in at six, and then yeah, nice to be at the top of the order again, and yeah, love facing the new ball. So yeah, it was very enjoyable.
Buck kind of called you, I think, Victoria's, you know, best player in the preseason. It said that he was kind of really taken by how well you went. You know, can you kind of describe what the preseason was like for you? What was it like leading up into this?
Yeah, I think, Louis, like any time you've had a bit of experience, you just, yeah, there was a few things I wanted to do in the preseason just that I felt like I could become a better player. So, yeah, worked hard on that with my batting through the preseason, changed a couple little things there, and yeah, you always worry when you get a few pre-season runs. You want to make sure that when you actually get into the real games, that's where you want to be making them. So, yeah, then I just had to go out and trust and keep trusting this process and sort of method that I've got throughout the rest of the season now.
What did you change?
It was only one little thing. Basically had my bat going a little bit back towards the inside. So, yeah, me, Roars and Buck just notified that in April, and then, yeah, sort of just got my bat path going a little bit nicer through the ball, through the channel. That was the only thing.
Yeah, batting nothing kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It did seem like, watching on, I don't know much about batting, but, you know, you're hitting straight down the ground. I mean, that shot over mid-off, that might not have been something we've always seen that much from your halves. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, definitely, Louis. I think most of us smaller in stature players are pretty strong square of the wicket, and, like, never want to lose my pulling and cutting because obviously strengths are mine, but, yeah. Anytime I can add when they miss full, trying to score powerfully down the ground as well, it's going to be a good asset as well.
Yeah, and off the front shoe, through the leg side as well. You scored a lot of runs through it. It also kind of was your downfall.
Yeah.
How you know, much were you kind of thinking about the time?
Not really. I was just trying to build a partnership with Pete. And yeah, that's a good shot for me, usually going across the off and working his leg side. And yeah, unfortunately, I don't know how I missed it, but unfortunately I missed it.
Yeah. Two wins from two, you must be pretty pleased with, you know, how you guys are going in the one day format.
Yeah, definitely. I think for years and years now, I mean, ever since I've sort of been in Victoria, back when you were there, Louis, we've always had a strong squad, and nothing's really changed there. Probably to the outside it looks like it's a bit of a younger squad, but you still look at Harry, Baz, Pete, like even Southern and stuff now, there's a lot of experience in there. Murph has played Test cricket the last 12 months. Mm. So yeah, it's a very good side, and we know if we keep trusting our process and the little plans we've talked about as a group with our batting and bowling, and that little data we talk about, that hopefully the results will go well.
Yeah, I mean, people have kind of called you guys young over the last couple of years, but there is a sense now that, you know, all of you guys have played quite a few games, that, you know, you're making sure the finals, it's kind of time to deliver on that a bit.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the bowling's really exciting this year with Bowen, Siddle, Sutherland, Perry, O'Neill. Cam McClure bowled really well in the seconds. There's just really good depth there, along with, as I said before, really good experience. And then same with the batting, you got blokes like Campbell playing in the Oz A stuff in the last few weeks, going really well. Ash Chandrasinghe's going really well. And then, yeah, chucking Harry, Pete, Maddo when he comes back, Puck, Shorty. It's a very exciting squad.
Chris said before that Will's Pekulski's looking good to play next week. You know, as a close mate of his, you must be pretty pumped for him.
Yeah, I am. Although, if we're rooming together and one of Collingwood or Brisbane, I'm Brisbane, he's Collingwood, so we'll probably be in separate rooms for the first few days of that trip. But no, on a serious note, it'll be great to have him back in around the side. The good thing with him is he doesn't need any. He just looks like he's been batting forever as soon as he comes back. So, looking forward to having him back.
You hate blokes like that. when he, you know, going over to the UK for him, that seemed like to be a really good thing for him, just to, you know, get the enjoyment of cricket back, whether it ever left him.
Yeah, definitely. And I think the back end of playing those seven or eight games for Melbourne at the back end of last year and winning a premiership, we had a great squad there at Melbourne, not just trying to plug Melbourne, but he did seem like he was really enjoying his cricket again. And then, yeah, going on to England, just the continuity of that, playing again 4 weeks later and playing the whole winter, and now hopefully coming back and playing again next week. I think he was just looking to just keep playing cricket. So, yeah, hopefully this is the start of a good run.
Beautiful. Not going to ask you any questions.
No. Awesome. Thanks, Harps. Appreciate it.